Today is January the 6th, 1987. I'm in Sarasota, Florida. My name is Steve Frangos. This tape is part of the oral history documentation I'm doing with the, the interview tapes I'm doing with the traditional arts exhibit fieldwork that I'm doing. And now I'm going to go to Maddie Whitmer's house. And I was just at Loretta Koblen's house, and Maddie is Loretta's aunt. So she called ahead. Now I'm going to go over there and talk to Maddie. Okay. Maddie, could I ask you to tell me your name?
Maddie Whitmer.
Okay. It sounds odd that I ask you to say your name, but when someone hears a cassette, after a while they'll know who I am, but they may not tell who the other person is, so it's that's how
yeah.
we identify.
Mm-hmm.
Or what we identify.
Yeah.
And we're in Maddie's home. I take it that you have some quilts here.
Yeah, I have a couple here that my husband's mother made, or mother, and she didn't make it. His grandmother made.
Oh, I see.
This is the one that Loretta had some place at a show.
I see. Now this was...
There should be a tank on it someplace. I don't see the tank.
Put a cedar chest on.
Yeah. Oh, this is the one she had at the show. This one's marked.
Could I take a photo so I can...
This was made in Holmes County, Ohio in the year of 1919. Made for Elizabeth Miller Whitmer. The pattern is a star, and the owner is Willis and Maddie Whitmer.
Now, how, with all those names being said, how is this person related to you again, just so I get this now?
It's my husband's grandmother made it for his mother before she was married.
I see. So then the name, I'm slow, I'm sorry. The name of the woman who made this was
The name was...
It was made for Elizabeth Miller.
Yes.
And who was the person who made it?
Her name was Judith Miller.
Judith Miller.
Judith Miller.
Let me just get far away and then close up. Let me stand that way and look this
light.
Way. Yeah. Yeah, people in the future will be really upset with me because I don't have a flash, but you know, they can send me the money back in time so I can go and buy one. Could I turn the light on?
I have all the lights on that I have in here, but maybe...
Can we get closer to the light?
No, I'll make sure with this one.
Maybe if I know this is too dark. Yeah, I'll just hear it.
You can just go back, all the way back there, maybe. I don't know if that would be... Does that do anything?
It's just still blinking. It's darn.
Boy, if the sun was shining, yeah.
Can we just step outside maybe just for a second and return?
She thought it wasn't as valuable as the other one was because of the green that's in it. And I thought it was better than the other one.
See, I'm still blinking. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm no expert, far from it, on this kind of stuff. But again, if you're saying that this one
if
is around... Now you're saying that this one is around the same time period.
Yeah, it's the same time. It was made at the same time for the same person.
I'm gonna do it anyway. It can't be that much. It was made at the same time period for the same person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Again, it had, well, the colors are predominant. You mean just because it's got the green in it?
Well, they had a lot of quilts at this place and to show.
Mm-hmm.
And so they kind of picked the one they thought was the best out of these two to show for that particular show they had.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah. And I know that...
She had this too.
And who made this one, ma'am?
This was my husband's mother, Mrs. Henry Whitmer. See, that's the lady. The other quilts were made for her.
I know, and then she made this one herself.
And she made this one for the little crib for the.
Yeah, can we go outside one more time?
See, they didn't save them, but I was one of these that. Old things meant something to me, and so I saved them, and I used them for the children, that little one I used for the children, but then I put it away, and the others were his mother's. Well, I wasn't going to use those.
Yeah.
I put those away right away.
Well, Loretta also told me you're a quilt maker yourself.
Oh, yes. I like to do quilts. I haven't done too many. Of late, because I've been doing some other crafts and I'm working,
yeah,
so I haven't been doing too many. But
yeah,
I enjoy it. I've made a lot of quilts.
Yeah, well, there's sort of a problem in doing this kind of work, which is that everyone will keep like their parents or grandparents' quilts.
Mm-hmm.
But they always give theirs away because, you know, they give it to the daughter, they give it to somebody, you know, and this kind of thing. Would you have any of your own stuff here anywhere? In the house?
Yeah, I think. Oh, I have old ones that I've used, but I think I have one of them.
Well, whatever. I mean, you know, it doesn't have to be, you know.
All these old things. This pillow top was made in 1925.
Oh, wow.
And was given to my husband.
It was made for Willis Witter, 1925, by his grandmother.
Yes.
What was his grandmother's name?
His grandmother is Edith Miller. Edith Miller. That was the same grandmother that made those quilts. She also did this kind of work. And this is the old pongee, I think they used to call that material. She made that out of. And when we got married, he had this, and I said, he says, where's my pillow at? I said, I put that away. I'm saving that. I wouldn't give it to him. Oh, this isn't a peace one. This is the one I thought I had.
Is that one they call a friendship one?
Yeah.
Could I see that? Did they make that for you, or was this...
This one, no.
Oh,
this one was made... The date might be on it when it was made. In 1949, this was made.
Oh my God.
This was made for my husband's mother when she passed away.
Let me try the, oh no, it won't work any better. I'm really sorry about this light business here. It's wonderful. It's called a friendship quilt. Even I know about this because I was reading the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And each one of the squares, as I understand it, is done by
a different person has done it.
And then they do their own style, their own stuff. Like one says, Mrs. Noah O. Miller, and then she puts down there, Middlefield, Ohio. Another one is from Steve L. Yoder, and it's Milford, Indiana, Route.
That's, Mrs. Noah Miller is my sister. Steve L. Yoder is my brother. Now this Mrs. Jo Miller, she is a sister. A sister to the lady that made those quilts. She was an old lady.
I see. Mrs. Jo Miller.
Yes.
I see.
And that's just the way it goes.
Maybe,
from one to the other.
Maybe I can open these shades.
Oh, I never even thought about that.
You know, I'm trying to, this is
yeah,
so good.
Yeah, just pull them open.
This is 5 or 6 o'clock in the afternoon here, and so I'm trying to do this and still,
Yeah, and I don't have a light. If I'd have a
Yeah, I know, neither do I. I'm just saying.
One of those lights, the camera lights, why? I don't really have any.
I know, I should. I'm the one who should have it, not you. But, you know, it's like everything else. Damn it.
I have a flash unit.
What
kind of a flash unit does that need?
This is a Canon, it's a Canon.
I bet my unit goes right on there.
I mean, there wouldn't seem to me not to be enough light.
Yeah, that just slides on like that. You know, from the other side. Okay, I'll use your lens to plug that in. Goes on, then it's ready.
Right.
Well, we'll see if it works.
Yeah, I've never seen a real friendship book. You know, I'm just going to see if this works.
It works.
Let's go for it. Let's go for it. Let me load up again. Let's go for it. I'll tell you, you're the perfect informant. You give me the equipment.
I just happen to think, well, what kind is that anyways? Because that flash goes on, fits on a lot of different cameras.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, if you wanted to be rich in life, this isn't the job that you would do. And, you know, I have to go buy a tripod. The tripods are $50. See, that kind of stuff, you know, so
I got
to get
a tripod too, but.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm just saying, you know,
for this.
No,
yeah.
But for some other stuff I have to copy, I just have to get a tripod.
Yeah.
I actually probably should just get a.
Yeah, some things you need to try.
Oh, I see. We're just going to do this on and on here, huh? All right, just be quiet.
Let's look and see if I have a black out here myself. You should have.
Now we're in business. Now we're going to take some shots. Okay, I'm just going to do, you know, section by section here, and or frame by frame, or however you call it. You have one on here, you let me know.
I'm looking for it. I should have one on there.
Now, this was made again in 1945?
1945. I think I did this one up here, this rose one, but my name's not on it. I can't quite figure out why my name isn't on it.
I'm going to step up here, but you did the rose?
I think so, because I have that pattern, but I don't know why my name isn't on it.
Well, Well, let's pull it down a little farther. We'll get it flat on the floor. And I'm going to take it, and we're just going to say Egypt. Nobody will know. We're history, right?
I know. I made one, but I can't see it.
I'm going to shoot this upside down because I know I can write it down here. Steve Frangos. I should introduce myself since I'm taking pictures in your living room here.
Yeah.
I work for the state of Florida. I'm at the Folklife office in White Springs. So they're sending me around to the lower nine counties to document what kind of traditional crafts are still done and what's in the area. So I gave Mrs. Whitmer, you know, the letter that they give me to show people and stuff. And we were talking about quilts and stuff, and then going right down the line here, and I was just taking photos.
Uh-huh.
It's part of documentation. It goes in the archives up there. It's for scholarly stuff. I'm supposed to be doing I'm doing a specific thing about traditional crafts and arts. So like it was at a blacksmith shop, and it was at a bolt builder shop, and something. But home crafts like this are also part of the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
And that's how come I'm kneeling in your living room shooting pictures of old quilts. So I just wanted you to know, so it wasn't,
okay,
who's this weird guy in the middle of my house, you know?
Yeah. Oh, my husband just got back from fishing.
He's got his Greek fisherman cap on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm being versus manic here, but I'm trying. Yeah, because I didn't want to take pictures of things that you had done as well. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not every single one, but we're...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If I did that, I'd be here all night, man. You gotta...
did you want to try these over again?
Yeah, could I do the showcase too? Yeah, now that I've got the flash, let's turn on the floor, we can set them out. Flash worked last time, and I didn't see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Okay, I'm fine.
Yep.
All right, good. You'd open up every single thing out of your cedar chest.
I didn't open up everything.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I don't want to.
I got a lot of things in there.
Now, this particular, the one here that we're looking at with the green bar in, what, remember we were talking about patterns and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
What would this one be called? For,
okay, that one is called Flying Geese. Yeah, I couldn't think of it. It's Flying Geese.
technology, you know. I want him to get it to the point where you just use it and the machine takes care of all the parts. You know, you don't have to worry about doing something right now. It's like I got a stick shift car and I realize that it's primitive technology. Okay. This is your flash unit too. I want you to know how prepared I was when I came here. I want you to think that, you know.
I just saw it once and we took them out to try to take pictures and I said, wait a minute, maybe my flash will work.
And this is what they call a star pattern?
Yes, this is a star pattern.
See, I can't see when it flashes.
Didn't it flash?
No.
It didn't flash. Maybe you didn't wait long enough.
Yeah, if the light is on.
Oh, it is on.
Let's see. Shot every quilt in the house except one that your wife made.
Huh?
Shot every quilt in the house except one, any of them that your wife made.
Well.
Well, I'm going to get one out of there.
Who's that?
Some of those are old.
Yeah, I know. She was saying to me, she was telling me the history and stuff. We got talking about that, but I wanted to also see things that she did. And then I wrote my name in the project director's name. As I was saying to your wife, well, that letter talks about the specific exhibit that they want to do. They're not just sending me out, you know, with that in mind. They want me to document whatever's in the area. However, you know, it might be or it might not be because, you know, they're going to, they'll have more things than they will be able to put up, you know, one exhibit. But what they want to know is they never sent anybody down here into the West Coast region before. From like Sarasota down to the Everglades and from the coast over Lake Okeechobee. That's 9 counties. So what they want to do is they just want to know, you know, what's down there and what's going on and stuff like that. And I was also saying before you came that every state in the union has their own, has their own like folklore office like this one here is up here. But depending on when they started, it's got a different kind of program and a different sort of, you know, stage of development as it were.
Yeah, this is a tumbling block. This is not new.
No, that's right. That makes it more historic. You know, you got to think about it in those terms.
Hasn't been anything done with it for a long time.
Tumbling blocks.
Yeah, let's turn it down. Let me see.
When do you think you made this particular quilt?
Oh, that I made about... Oh, this is the first thing I made after we were married. Probably about... I'd say about 44, probably. 44, 45, something like that.
Where were you living at that time? Were you down here in this part of the country, or...
No, was it Hartville, Ohio.
Yeah. I was born...
On the farm.
On the farm, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I was raised in Chicago, and I went to school in Indiana, the Bloomington. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people here are from that part of the country.
Mm-hmm. But what she showed you is really not a part of Florida.
No, this is all from Ohio.
Well, there's what happened with the state of Florida.
Let's see about... 20, I was about 6 years old.
You're
when they were down here first.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought they were out of the world, you know, when they came to Florida. They were the first people. Nobody heard of anybody else in the whole area, the whole community,
mm-hmm.
going to Florida until they went. And then when we first came down as husband and wife, why, there weren't anywhere near as many. There were just like 200 and some. And they all went to the same church.
Which church was that, ma'am?
That was down here, this church that was on Bella Vista. It's called the Tourist Church.
Mm-hmm.
They all went there. But they had started out in Fruitville, in the church out there first. And there were some Mennonites living at Fruitville, but that never took a hold. They come over here, and this is where they were, where they settled. And it seems this is the place they all want to be. So there's some inland and some down south further, but they all seem to gather right here.
And where were your grandparents from? I mean, were they from Ohio too?
They were from Ohio.
What part of Ohio was that again? I'm sorry.
Middlefield, Ohio.
Middlefield.
It's about 30 miles south of Cleveland.
Uh-huh, sure.
That's where I was from. He was from Hartville, Ohio. That's where we got married and where we lived then. And that's...
What's happening to all my books?
35, 40 miles.
We threw them out. There were too many, and they were in the way all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
I have a book as to when the curses came down. Somewhere. Where would it be there?
Down on the bottom shelf. There's a file.
It's early 1900. Well,
on back. On the bottom shelf. On the file. Did you look out in that where the photo books are? It's not supposed to be there, but I thought maybe it was.
That's where I always find things.
Huh?
That's where I always find things in my house where they're not supposed to be. I don't know who does that. You know who that person is that comes into my house and moves things?
Well, I don't know who comes and moves them here either. But I did redo it to clean the bookshelf, and I think they're down at the bottom there. Unless you have them out on your shelf someplace. You might have them out on your shelf. That's where they should be, right there, if they're in here. They may be out on your shelf. I can't guarantee that. I don't mess with your shelf.
You got your own junk, right?
Yeah. I try to keep this one right up and clean. Yeah.
Well, how many, as a population, as a guess, you know, how many Mennonite and Amish people do you think are in the area now?
Oh, my. I know
that
in the winter, I know that in the winter there's up to 900 people in our church, but there's a lot of tourists. But there's probably around 450, and there's probably a couple hundred over here, say that's 650, and probably 150 over here at the tourist church, maybe 700, 800, and there's an Amish church, and I have no idea how many they have. There's an Ashton Mennonite church. They probably have 400 or 500. And Bethel might have 150. You think they have more regular ones? And then there's, what's the new church out there?
I don't know.
I can't think of the name of that one.
Friends.
They probably have 100.
Sarasota Mennonite.
Over here at the rest home, they probably have 150,
200.
So. Yeah. Yeah, you soon get a couple, several, 2,000, 3,000, you know, who knows. I don't know where that book's at.
I suppose.
But I suppose it was Mose, Kurtz, and Jerome, Overholt, Levi, Slaybaugh. John Overholt. Came down in a real speed wagon.
What kind of speed wagon was that? I'm afraid to ask.
A real speed wagon. What they had was a panel truck without panels. And they loaded that thing up. I think that's what they had. But it must have been in the early to middle 20s. I was early 20s. Early 20s.
Why did they come
maybe
down?
Maybe in the 1900s.
Yeah, in the teens, I'm interested.
Yeah, in the teens.
Well, why did they come down to Florida? Was there any, like, local stories about how they came down, or why, or?
Just some single boys, unmarried, had this speed wagon, and they just loaded it down with tents and cooking utensils, and they went out to venture, and south was the direction.
Where were they from initially?
That bunch was from Ohio. All of them. Mose was a married to my dad's sister.
Mose, what was Mose's last name?
Mose Kurtz.
Mose Kurtz, and he was married to your father's sister. I see.
And I know Levi Slaybaugh and Mose and Levi, John and Jerome. They were brothers, John and Jerome. They were brothers. And they were also a cousin of my dad. I think there was two more. Can't think of it.
I'm sorry, don't come.
But they had quite a rig. And like I say, they were adventurous, and the south was a direction. I guess they, of course, through history and all, they knew that the south was warm, and that's the direction they went. I forget how many days it took them. It, you know, today we drive it in 18-20 hours, and at that time they had dirt roads, they had all kinds of things, all kinds of obstacles, I should say. Oh, there's one along Alva Lap, was his name?
Alva Lap?
Alva.
Alva Lap?
Yeah.
Now, you were also looking for a history book here a while ago. Who did that history, do you know? What was it drawn up on? History of the community here, or from Ohio, or?
Basically wrote up about their journey.
I see, that's interesting.
One of them had a girlfriend back in Ohio.
Well,
it was two of them. Two of them had girlfriends back in Ohio, and they got homesick before the rest of them had completed the journey, and so they managed to get some way to go back and train or something.
I don't find anything.
You know about it.
Your book? Yeah. I don't know. I found what I thought, but it wasn't it. I don't know what people get was.
They went, I think they went as far, they might have went on down to Key West, I'm not sure. But then when the Mose Kurtz's father, I think, was one of the first, or maybe the first, Amish, he was an Amish, to move, not to move, but he'd come into Florida to stay, or for the winter. And they, their first post was in Venice, Florida. It was a couple by the name of Dan Kurtz family and Martin Yoder family, Mose Schwarzentruber. It seems to me there was another one, but I'm not sure. I can't.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of before my time.
Yes, sir.
I'm just
reaching for it. Yeah.
Yeah. But they settled in Venice, and they was going to farm. That was their hobby. Farming was it. Of course, Dan Kurtz, Moses' father, he had moved around quite a bit. He was in Ohio, and he was in Texas, and he was in various parts of Ohio. And he was a mechanic, also a farmer, but he was a mechanic. I mean, call mechanics today, you know, you teach them how to do something. He taught himself. He made clay tile. He made different thing. He was a good carpenter, like that. He was not alone with iron. He could handle up steel in the blacksmith type. And repair watches, the old pocket watches. And he, they couldn't farm down there. They couldn't make ends meet at all. And so this. So they, as far as I know, they let their land that they had purchased, let it go for taxes, and I imagine it'd be a pretty good, worth a pretty good buck today, you know. But
right.
They let it go for taxes, and then later on, and I don't know how many years that would have been. They came back in this area here, and there was a man by the name of Palmer. I don't know if you run onto that name here or not.
Yeah, I think it's the man that did the Palmer house in Chicago. Was it Palmer? His wife was, I don't know, I'm just saying, you know, I know that name, and I know
well,
that there was Mrs. Palmer in the area.
They had a bank.
Uh-huh.
They had a bank. But he had was citrus. He had done real well with citrus. Out here where Southgate is, you know what I'm talking about? Let's talk about Southgate area.
Yes, sir, I believe so.
Southgate is between, well, from Bee Ridge North lays in there. Weber Street is about dead ahead. That was all citrus grove, Palmer. Anyway, somehow they got connected with him, and he says, we'll set up a celery farm out here,
celery
packing plant, and we need someone to farm this muckland. What their agreements were, I don't know. But they started coming down then and planting celery in the fall of the year. And there was some out of western Ohio, Romy Miller, one they call Roman Miller, one Roman Miller. Who knows? But anyway, they started farming some muckland out here. The Palmer had put up a huge packing plant. In fact, I worked in that plant in 1941. We put out two carloads of celery an hour. Moses Kurtz's brother, Simon, and he's down here yet. I don't know if you can get a hold of him. He could give you a lot of stuff that I can't. I'm running over and I couldn't give it to you. But Simon could probably give you quite a bit of history.
Simon Kurtz?
Simon Kurtz. I'm not too sure what he might have been with the first six boys that went down through. Anyways.
Where does he live?
I don't really know.
Okay.
Would you like to talk to him, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would guess so. What church does he go to?
He don't.
He don't.
He was an alcoholic.
And he just...
A mechanic like you wouldn't believe. He built the refrigeration and the whole plant. And he'd get out and get drunk, and they'd lock him up, and Palmer would operate us whenever something happened.
Yeah.
Mechanical-wise, they'd go to jail and get Simon out to fix it. But as far as I know, I don't know if he drinks like that anymore or not. He don't drive. Simon don't.
I don't know either. He's not very healthy anymore.
But I think I can find out where he lives. I'm sure I can. Junior Raver's wife. We'll tell you. He could give you a pretty good story about it. I think he could.
Yeah.
If his mind
is gone.
I'm not sure. I was trying to think there's something wrong with him, but I can't remember what it is. Something I have to. I don't remember what it was. He's in an institute. I don't think he's living by himself anymore. I'm not sure that he's employed. I'm not sure that he didn't have to go with one of the children or grandchildren or something.
You know what else I was going to ask you, Mrs. Whitmer? I know that here in town they have houses where the ladies get together to quilt.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know of any places like that around? I mean, I've heard about them. I mean, you know.
I would suppose they probably have started already quilting. It's just over on the next street there's a place.
What?
I don't know the house number, but it's about... Let me see, it's probably the second house.
Well, when you say the next street over, do you mean Gardenia?
No, I'm talking about going that way. What is that next street?
This one right here.
Not Kaufman, the next street, going north and south.
Yoder.
Huh?
Yoder, isn't it?
Beneva?
Huh?
Hacienda goes into Beneva.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the other direction.
Beneva runs north and south.
Yeah,
what, if I may ask, we'll
get
back a little bit further here.
Yeah.
Why did you choose this place to stop?
Okay, well, it's because it's the county of Sarasota, but HAMS is the Bureau of Folk Life that's in that letter there. They didn't have any idea what was happening in this part of the state, the West Coast. So they had sent people into, like, Myakka County, per se, and then further up and, like, over in Polk. And
it's Yoder.
Yoder? Yoder Street?
Yeah, the next street is Yoder. Kaufman. Right out here is Kaufman. Then the next
street
is Yoder. I think when you take this street on over, this, you have to make a left here at our street on the Kaufman, then turn right. And I think it's the second house when you turn to your left, when you turn south.
On Bay Vista?
On Yoder.
Oh, on Yoder. Second street on your... left. I mean, the second house on your left.
Yeah, from when you go in from here.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's where it is. You could ask there at the houses where they quilt.
Okay.
They would know whether they're already quilting. I'm not sure if they're already quilting, but they usually start right at New Year's. You know, they start quilting.
Mm-hmm.
And the ladies all go together there and they quilt. And then there's a couple other places, but I'm not sure where they're located. But they were at one place and they had to move, but they usually like to be in a garage that's closed up.
Mm-hmm.
or a porch that's closed for the winter. Mm-hmm. And then they will go together and you sign up. Mm-hmm. And you can bring a quilt, but you have to help quilt seven quilts in order, and yours will be in the seven then. That way you'll have yours quilted, but you have to help quilt seven quilts.
Yes, sir.
And that's the way they work it all winter. And they are busy. They are over there working away every day and every day and every day. And you don't take it. You can take your lunch if you want to, but nobody furnishes your food. You know, you mm-hmm. just, everybody goes and sometimes people will go a couple hours and then go home, or they might go all day and take their lunch along. Mm-hmm. Then they also quilt at churches.
Yeah, I know. That, as a matter of fact, they, if Thursdays, I guess, at the Sunnyside Mennonite Church, they do that.
And they do, this Thursday, it's at Bella Vista, too.
Bella Vista.
You know, that new church going on, Bella Vista. Bella Vista Mennonite.
I guess the question wasn't clear to you.
Yes, sir.
This particular home.
Well, I talked to Loretta Koblenz.
Loretta called me.
And then it, you know, and that's how it usually works. You go from one person to the other person, and that's exactly how it works. I mean, there's no other way you do it.
And I know of some ladies that have older quilts than these, but I never took their names, and I should have wrote their names down. We were asked to go to the girls' club, and there we took quilts, and there were some older quilts there, and some that were really nice. And I could probably find out who they were from by calling around.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really the thing I want to focus on is people who still do quilt or did quilt in their lives and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, these would be doing.
Oh, you're eating supper. Are you getting any fur between your teeth?
That wasn't my job.
Usually a coon hunter or
my job was to bring what I
buyer,
had
yes,
and to help display it. I did the display.
Hey, where does Simon live?
So there was a lot of ladies, around that are.
Hey, I'll tell you what. There's a guy here that
that have quilts and can't.
There's a guy here that. Is here from the state of Florida, and he's out looking, trying to find out some history. You know, when your dad and that bunch went, come down through here in that old Rio Speedwagon? What year? In 25.
Yeah, I thought it was probably 25 or 26
when
my grandfather.
Well, he wasn't married yet.
I just didn't know what year it
was.
Huh? All I know is I was a little girl.
Oh, I see.
And I thought they were out of the world. Huh. They went somewhere where nobody can go to. And here I live. Well,
okay.
We were horse and buggy people, and we did not go traveling.
What year did grandpa come down?
Like
your grandpa.
And when they came down, we
in 26.
They just
and they came to town.
Only rich people could go there.
When did they go to Venice?
They had money. Now poor people could go there too. And she knows some of the dates.
Now, who did your husband just call?
A Raver lady.
Are they cousins then?
Well, it's related with the Kurtzes that were.
Well, I don't know, maybe you want to talk to this guy. He's a guy out there looking for stuff. What's your name?
Steve Brangos.
Steve Brangos is his name. Yeah. Oh, you don't know him. No, you don't know him. You wouldn't know him from Madam.
Kind of full of jokes.
Huh?
That's right.
In fact, they kid around so much hearing her that it's a wonder they didn't even talk to each other.
I don't know. What do you want?
It's all they're not directly related, but mm-hmm. his relation, his
no.
relation, and her relation.
Well, you don't want to get up, do you?
In the other side of the family.
What do you have to get up for? Fibroid. Get a long handle on your rotor.
I think they're paying you now.
Yeah, well, I won't go up either.
What's your husband's first name?
Willis.
Willis? When did the two of you decide to come down here full time?
Oh, see, he was down in 41, 42 for the mm-hmm. winter, and then we got married in 42.
Who was I going to say? There's a big Hirschberger around here that might do it.
And 46.
Okay.
We had two children.
Yeah.
We came down for the winter. And then from then on, later on, we came again, and then for 14 winters, we brought our family down. We had seven children together. We brought our family down. We would come down when the first semester of school was over with, or the first 6 weeks was over with. We'd take them out of school and we'd come down here and stay here until the last 6 weeks started, then we'd go home. That worked out real good. They had all their schooling and everything.
Well, once or twice
we stayed until school was out, or 1 year. Maybe it was just 1 year. I stayed and I had children finished school, and he went north and planted corn at the farm. He planted corn and he came back and we went back home. And then it went on like that. A couple winters we came by ourselves. We just brought a couple of the children. The older ones were already getting married. Then about 13 years ago, he got a notion we were going to move down here, and so finally we decided to move. We moved.
Now, when you came down here in the winter times, and this is basing, going back to the story here about celery and stuff, would you work down here then? Was there a crop?
Oh, yeah.
Was there a winter crop down here?
I didn't.
He worked the first
that
year.
One year.
Yeah,
I
when he was single, when he worked out there. But then later, he worked for Kurtz Plumbing, and he worked with building different construction areas he worked. And that was his work up there too, so. He usually always had work when he came down here. Why wouldn't there even work? That when we
ate a lot of fish.
We ate fish. But the fish didn't do everything. We even called north for money at the bank. Because it was bad. Other winters we always came out on top. We were further ahead to come down here and not have to use all that heat and in the winter, and all that. We were further ahead to come down here and go back in the spring. And even when he was in business and construction for himself up there, he just shut everything down and he didn't have no men to pay or anything, that way. Otherwise, they have to go out and try to work.
Yeah,
because
he
had
the
these guys, and you had to try to get them work.
They'd get unemployment. Yeah. They'd get them forward.
So we just come down every winter like that. That made it a little bit hard as the years went on. The schools didn't like it as good. They started complaining a little bit, but they didn't complain a whole lot because they knew we were doing it and we were going to do it,
Yeah.
And so it's a little bit harder for the children, our children now that have children, it's a little harder for them to do it because the schools just don't like it.
Do you think that a lot of people this is sort of like a pattern that a lot of people follow, that it was cheaper for them to come down here for the winter? And
A lot of the older people, they will come down because the weather is nicer, not necessarily they come because of their physical problems they have, and they think they're better off here than up there. But I don't think many of them come because they think it's cheaper here. Many of them, now there's lots of them, they used to tell us, well, we can't see how in the world you can do it. You must be making more money than we are. And they'd really talk, you know. Well, that wasn't the thing. It was what we saved.
Yeah.
And so I think there's few people that would come that way, but there's a lot of the people that come because of the weather, not because they're saving money.
There was quite a few came for their help.
Oh yeah, a lot of them came for their health. They moved here for their health.
They moved here out of the north, out
yeah.
of Ohio. Mm-hmm. There were several
others. Well, at one time, Ed Yoders, that was my cousin and my husband, they came down for the winter, and they had a home in Hartville area, same place we did. And they'd come for the winter with their family, too. And then later they moved, and their family's here. Living here, and in fact, neither one of them are living anymore. But those were some of the people that did come for the winter for about the same reason we did. And they couldn't; they had muck ground, and they couldn't do that much on the muck, anyways. So they were better off coming down here. He used to sell bananas. Whatever he could.
He started then a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he didn't really start it.
No, it Oreo
over here started
yeah.
the grocery store. And then later on, it...
Now, Orange, he was one of the ones that, the earlier ones that were here. That was the neighbor over here. They came down, they were down before, probably around 44, 45 they came.
I was
going
to say, they weren't down 4 hours.
No, they weren't down then. Him and I just talked about it, and I think they came down the year before we did, before that first winter we had come down in 44 or 45, somewhere in there. They came down.
48.
But he still goes north in the summertime, down here in the winter. His wife, she used to be the postmaster. Brought
what?
Mail out to the post.
What's his name?
Ori Miller.
Ori Miller. Oh, that's what I wanted to ask you. Are the people now that live in this area, again, the Mennonites and the Amish, are they from any particular spot? Are they just from Ohio, or are they a little some from Ohio, some from Pennsylvania,
Ohio,
some from Indiana,
Pennsylvania, Iowa, Michigan. Oregon. Kansas, probably some from Kansas, I don't know. Some come down from Canada, too. In fact, we have a little bit of problem with the Canadian money here in the winter. When they're here, they want to dump it on us, and it's not as good as ours is. And they slip it on you every chance they can. They get a little more for ours, you know, when they go back. It's kind of funny, but that's the way it is. And some of the stores won't take it. Some just won't take it.
Well, did this all come just by word of mouth? I mean, or over time? Because we're talking about the 20s.